Well. Welcome back to the show. We had a bit of a hiatus. We almost took another hiatus.
Yeah, we're on the Zoom. First time in a long time.
Yeah, I might. Looks like I might have the vid.
Yeah, that cron. You were exposed to the chronic.
Yeah, it's weird. I over the holidays drove 4,200 miles to Tennessee and back. Didn't get anything. And then when I got home, turns out local family members may have infected me.
It's like a car accident. They say usually happen a mile or two from your own home.
That is true. Yep. Dude, especially because we went to this fucking place called Gaylord Opryland. It's like a 17-acre indoor place in Nashville. It was insane. And I was like, oh, we're definitely going to fucking die in this place.
Did you meet Gaylord?
I did not meet Gaylord. This place was like, we were talking to some lady. Well, everywhere was a line. Like, if you wanted to eat, it was an hour wait. Some lady was bitching to me about the Paula Deen restaurant didn't live up to her expectations.
Her hopes were shattered?
Yeah. She was like, I thought it'd be better. And I was like, really? You thought the Paula Deen chain restaurant inside this fucking hellhole would be better?
Did she get a shirt that said, I ate at Paula Deen's restaurant? I haven't heard one N-bomb yet.
She said she was devastated when Michael and Paula Deen got divorced. Michael?
I heard Michael runs a few of those. Hello.
He's a busboy in there.
Hey,
they also had that. They had an indoor water park at this fucking place, too.
Whoa, you called DeWitt. He loves indoor water parks.
I'm glad you brought that up, because the lady who was disappointed in the Paula Deen restaurant, she also said, we usually spend Christmas at the Great Wolf Lodge.
So what happened? Why'd she change it up this year?
She just thought it was. She thought this place would be like sweet, but it was devastated by the Paula Deen stuff. Just couldn't get over it. Jesus.
I hope her year isn't ruined over this.
I think it's safe to say that her year is probably pretty ruined by this Paula Deen incident.
Did she go back because maybe they just had one off day? It was like a new line cook or something, and she should have, I think, at least given it a second shot.
I think she went to another celebrity-owned restaurant, and the place was also realized that the cuisine may be completely identical to every restaurant in the place.
I can't believe this Guy Fieri restaurant's not as good as I've heard. I can't believe it.
I've been looking forward to this donkey sauce, and I was just disappointed.
I went out of town. I rolled up to the place where the people I knew. And it's Courtney's cousin. Her husband was out. Where they live is kind of small town California, kind of king of the hill, a lot of standing outside and drinking.
Yeah. That's and, pretty much everywhere.
Her cousin's husband was out in the garage drinking with his buddies. One of the guys, when we walk up, is dressed like... I would describe his style as metrosexual cowboy. Like,
whoa,
everything was like pristine, looked like brand new, unbelievable look, like a great cowboy hat, great boots.
That's not even necessarily cowboy country though. That's just
no one else was dressed like that. Just this guy. It was something to behold.
Was he trying it out? Is he like this? I'm going to blow out or go with the new year. I've got a whole new look.
Well, when we got inside, we asked her cousin, we're like, what's with the guy, the cowboy? And she's like, oh, man. She's like, that guy, you back in the day, was obsessed with the rapper Paul Wall. And wore nothing but JNCOs and like clothes like that.
Wow.
And she's like, and then he like found some, she named some country musician who I've never heard of. And she's like, yeah, I haven't either. And then became obsessed with that style. And that's his new look. So it sounds like a guy who experiments.
So is he like, is he like Don Cheadle in Boogie Nights where he's always looking for like the new look?
Remember, it sounds like
cowboy.
That.
That he did like the Jesus look, and he had some other shit, rapper look.
It's Sounds like that, just because if you, I mean, the guy was so influenced by Paul Wall, switched it up, and now he's dressed like a, like he's in a country western music video.
Well,
interesting look. Also, very interesting attire.
Not really a look for like Central California. The cowboy look doesn't really go there. That's a, it's like you got to go south, man. You got to go Texas, New Mexico.
There's a lot of boots and stuff there. It's mainly like John Deere, that sort of style, like flannel.
Yeah, it's an agriculture place.
Yeah, but this guy was he looked like he was like from the 70s Texas or something. It was a look that caught your eye for sure.
Were his friends giving him shit?
I couldn't tell. Like, we just kind of walked up, said hello, and then went in. But, I mean, he had, like, a heavily manicured beard. It was, like almost like a Backstreet Boys take on a country western style. That style is usually, like, it's, like, rugged usually, you know? Like,
well, this guy it's dressy if you go, like, if you go to the South, that's, like, dress attire.
Yeah, he was dressed up for sure. It was all, like, pressed, ironed, like it all looked brand new. Like, it didn't look worn really much at all. Maybe it's a new style. I don't know. Maybe
there.
Just
I mean,
it.
If you go to like Tennessee, that's like if you go out, you see some guy with like a hat that's only seen the nightclubs.
Yeah, I wonder if this guy like wishes he was somewhere like that, but he's like, well, I'll just do it here.
He's like, God, if I could only be in the South right now, this attire would be crushing it.
Or maybe he's like, I'm the only guy in town doing this. I'm standing out with the ladies. I mean, it is something that you're like, whoa, look at this guy.
I mean, yeah, I feel like in that area of California, it doesn't fly. Like, I don't really see a lot of cowboys. I see guys dressed just like farmers.
Maybe he's getting beat up, going out, getting beat up.
He's like, I don't care. I'll stick with it.
I hope he goes full bore and he puts like saloon doors on his house. Like he really goes the full 9 yards. Like he's like, I'm going all the way. I'm getting rid of all my Paul Wall posters.
He just drives around in the back of his truck with a saddle. He doesn't even own a horse.
He has like the things they use to block traffic, the sawhorses, puts a saddle on that.
Yeah, that's what fake hair. That's what you got to rest your saddle on when it's not being used.
Or he could get one of the rodeo bulls in his the mechanical bull in his garage.
Is he going to turn it on then hop on, or is he? Because you need like an operator to do it. It's a two man operation.
To wear that gear, do you have to be able to do stuff like that? Like, does he have to be able to rope a calf if he had to, or is it just you can dress like it?
I think he's safe in Central California, but you go to the South, you might have to prove how cowboy you are.
They'll make you get on a, see how long you can last on a bull. Just get on real quick, time you.
Like, you need to fuck this horse right here. Show you got what it takes. He's like, oh, I didn't know it was that kind of party.
When I saw him, I said, oh, you're a horser.
He said, did you give him any shit? You're like, sweet digs, bro.
No. I mean, I just literally gave like a quick what's up, and that was about it. Like, I was like, oh, man, I don't think I have much in common with this guy to
you
talk
might,
about.
Dude. What if the guy reads fucking 60 books a year? Don't judge that book by his cowboy boots.
I said, listen to Beach Cops and Danish and O'Neill. Get a shout out.
Is that what you told him? I'm sure that would go well.
He didn't give me a tip of the cap. You know who would have said something to him?
John Little. Yeah.
Look at you. Look at this guy. What is that, a 10-gallon? He would have been, let's pour it in there, see what it holds.
John Little was actually driving halfway across country too. He goes, you want a caravan? Just follow each other halfway there. What am I gonna follow you for? Just so I can pull up next to you, give you the thumbs up every hour and go, we're driving on the same road.
Did he ask to use CB radios?
No. I mean, I could just call him on a phone then, if that were the case.
You still, I see you. There you are. I'm just calling you. What's going on in there?
You disappeared from a rear view. Are you ahead of me or behind me now? It'd be the most annoying ride ever.
Oh, look at that, O'Neill. They sell fireworks over at this place. You want to stop in?
He'd call me. He'd be like, I heard this truck stop's got some pretty good chicken fried steak.
You want to go there, or what are you thinking?
I'm like, no, I'm pulled over for gas. I don't. Do you need gas, O'Neal? If you don't need gas, you should just pull over anyway, or we're going to lose this caravan.
He posted a picture. He was eating a candy cane, and he really, really sucked it to a fine point. He said, they used to call me the candy cane assassin.
What? This guy's bragging about how pointy he can make a candy cane.
It looked like a fucking knife, though. He really, this guy, if he was in prison, I wouldn't give him access to a candy cane. It really did look like an ice pick.
Guy's a real licker.
That may have been
licker.
May have been a confession. I'm not sure what he was trying to prove with that.
What was he? I forgot. I remember. You always, you suck him to a point, and then you get it. This guy's bragging. This guy's claim to fame. Yeah, in school, I could go right through the skin like a needle.
I could see him talking shit to his niece and nephew. Oh, you just bit it. Okay, I'm still going.
Go ahead, stab me with it. I ain't scared. That's not that pointy.
Get some ink. I'm going to give you a homemade tattoo. Get
it. Fucking candy cane tattoo.
I was like, what a weird thing to post at his age, talking about his fucking candy cane sucking.
Guy complains about me eating ice cream. This guy's over there.
It's a smaller thing, O'Neal. It's got no girth. It's not like a dick at all. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's like a dog dick now. Just a long. Yeah, this guy's complaining about how I eat ice cream. This guy's doing the. He's got real delicate touch going.
Speaking of posts, did you see we're both going to appear on Yoga with Friends with Ari Schaefer coming up? I don't know when.
I saw that. I thought the episode that I did with him, he was just going to throw out because it's so stupid.
Same as mine.
So stupid.
But he was with Booby Kelly, and they both brought their dogs, and yep. Ari's just getting licked on the mouth, and he's like, oh, I like to get the tongue in there. And I was like, oh my God.
His dog should be probably getting jealous. I mean, he was really Frenching Bobby Kelly's dog.
Yeah, and Bobby Kelly was just like, yeah, I guess I'll go along with this.
Yeah, it's no longer a joke. He's having actual intimate sexual relationships with the dog live on camera.
In public. I mean, who knows what's going on behind closed doors if this is what's going on in a public park.
Actually, honestly, probably behind closed doors he's less ballsy. Don't kiss me now when the cameras aren't on. It's kind of weird.
This is for show. I mean, what are you doing?
He's like he is a pornographer where he puts on the display for the cameras, but when he's at home, it's like a whole different story.
He should do an OnlyFans, see how many people want to get involved.
Well, do they allow bestiality?
I'm not sure on their take on that. I would say, I mean, what's he doing? Is he doing full-on porking, or is he just going to be making out?
I think full-on porking. I think it's probably a 5-to-1. Five videos of me and a dog for every one with me and a woman?
I don't think they would allow that. I'm not sure, but I would say probably not.
Do they regulate it? Well, I guess, yeah, well, he'd have to go to a state where it's legal. I don't know if New York is
I'm
is
recording this in Montana. They have some liberal laws here.
I bought a boat. I'm in international waters. Fuck you, OnlyFans. Nothing you could do. There's no laws here.
Hey, are you on a caravan? You going to do some dog fucking videos? I'm heading that way.
Here comes some Somali pirates. Oh, no. Oh, what? They saw me with the dog. And they just turned around and went away.
I think this is their dog. Oh, shit. They're coming back.
No, dude, they would go, what the fuck is this guy doing? They would just go. They would not even bother stopping him.
I heard Little bought an 18-wheeler just to drive for his own use. He's not trucking. He's just to drive it across country.
Those seats bounce up. Have you ever seen the truck driver's seat? It bounces up and down when you hit a bump. That's what I want. You can only buy it in a big rig.
That would be the most inconvenient personal car, especially in L.A. You would have nowhere to park.
Yeah, I can't even go to the Comedy Store anymore. They don't allow Big Rick parking.
You believe that? That's bullshit. They said I had to take my trailer off. I want to park here.
It's, I couldn't even imagine caravanning across. I mean, it'd be no point. Where would we drive 1,000 miles together? Just to be
guess
like,
this is
hey.
Where we say goodbye, O'Neal. I'm headed off.
It's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
It's been a fun ride.
Dude, I drove, I did one stretch. because I stopped in Taos to ski for a couple days, and then from there I went to Nashville. 18 hours straight, just barreled through it.
How'd your back and legs feel?
Dude, I got it. You get in that zone where you don't feel anything anymore.
You're just numb to the world.
By hour 15, you're basically just a drunk driver. You're just like trying to keep it on the road. Yeah, then my wife was like, do you want me to drive the last 2 hours? I was like, fuck no, I'm already at 16 hours. I only got 2 hours left. I'm bringing it home. I'm going all the way.
I don't think I could do 18 straight.
It was it was a tough one. No matter what time, we left at like 5:30 in the morning. You still don't get there because there's a time change and everything. You still don't get there till 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's a long haul trucking.
But it was fun. And then on the way back, we did 2 14-hour days.
Like our former comedic buddy, The Great One, this guy goes by The Great One. I don't even know if I know his real name. Do you?
I don't know his real name at all. If you said his name, it wouldn't even register that I knew a guy by that name.
Speaking of guys who dressed uniquely, what would you describe his style as? It was all over the place, but it was all thrift store, I think.
Well, last time I saw him, he was cowboy trucker.
Sometimes, remember he dressed like a longshoreman with like a pea coat at times?
Yeah, and like he dressed like the Gordon's hat. Fisherman.
At times he would be kind of cowboyish. He would do like wife beaters with like old school slacks at times.
Yeah, he really was, he did remind me of Don Cheadle and Boogie Nights. Last time I saw him, he was wearing full country trucker gear.
So he would kind of come and go like a bushman type where you see him and then he just disappears, then he comes back. So one time he came back and he's like, well, I'm going to be getting out of here. I'm becoming a trucker. And we're like, really? And he's like, yeah, I'm becoming a trucker. And then we asked someone how it was going and they're like, oh, that's done. He got in like a ton of accidents like right off the bat.
Yeah, his insurance was too high.
It's lost his gig. Next time we saw him, we were kind of laughing at his expense. He's like, it's not funny, man.
Not funny. We were asking about the lot lizards. He's like, oh, yeah, a lot of lot lizards. He got real into, I mean, obviously you do it, you get real into the culture.
I wonder what the percentage, you don't see a lot of black truckers on the road. He's a black dude.
I saw a couple of women.
Really?
Yeah.
I had a couple women on
so two women
on Ice Road Truckers. Maybe they kind of opened it up.
Do you think that there is a single like smoking hot female truck driver? It'd be dangerous to be out there like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say it's few and far between. Do you think there's any trans truck drivers?
Yes. Oh yeah, there is one. There was one that used to call into Loveline years ago. No. I think was a intersex. That's what it was.
Do you think there's any like flamboyantly gay? Guy drivers. There's probably some gay women, I would guess.
No, there are. I'm sure there's like a subset, like a subculture of all of those guys who like meet up and stuff.
Like hang breaker, out. Breaker, what not? Hey guys, what's going on,
dude? You know how many? I mean, there's a lot of the quote unquote straight truck drivers that are fucking each other in those truck stop bathrooms.
There's got to be truck stop glory holes if there's anywhere to be glory holes.
I think it's the only place that you're gonna find them is at truck stop. Plus, and then you got the serial killer subset.
Ernest Easy should start driving that truck, get milked out there.
Yeah, milk. Dude, I was watching the new season of Karate Kid, and there's an episode where a kid gets his locker filled with milk, and it goes viral, and there's just a thing that says milked on it. And I think, whoa, should have been on Karate Kid. I got milked good.
Haven't started. I got to get in there. Terry Silver,
dude,
back.
I swear to God, they've got to be looking at Hillary Swank right now to get her in.
You would think if it, they're bringing everybody back who's around.
They're at three right. Dude, Daniel's son talks about how he had a failed bonsai tree shop before he owned a car dealership. I mean, they're mining deep, dude. They're in the deep tracks. You got Terry Silver. I mean, it's unbelievable. By the way, the only guy who's a legit martial artist on the show, and you can tell. Like, you, they're like, oh, this guy, he makes everybody look real fucking stupid.
Big Earl, is he's posting his criticisms on Twitter. He's I think he said, I did a whole podcast about the show.
He doesn't like it?
I think he does, but he's nitpicking. He's like, hey, some of these kids are aging out. You got to watch that.
No, it's true. I mean, some of those, I mean, also, they mix, I think this season they mixed in a couple of people that I never knew were part of the Cobra Kai or the Miyagi-Do dojo.
They're pretty loose with the extra guys. They're like, oh yeah, this guy, he's been around there. You're like, wait, who's that?
Dude, it's so cheesy, but I can't stop watching. I love it so much. The best part is like every day you have to worry about walking down the street and getting in a karate fight. It's like a major, major issue for kids in high school. Everywhere you go, they're like, we might get attacked by karate people.
When karate, according to this universe, is like the most dangerous thing. It's like, It's like this guy, you'd be better off with a guy with a machine gun than a guy who knows a little bit of karate. I mean, he could kill you.
Also, they're not doing karate at all now. There's like ground and pound. The guy's throwing arm bar. It's not karate anymore. I mean, they're doing crazy shit. Like scissor kicks and fucking taking guys down and stuff. It's not karate.
It's this season's the All Valley Tournament coming back into the fray.
You know what the best part is? All these kids getting these major fights, but when they're in class, they're all wearing white belts. Like, none of them have progressed at all.
It's they want to show it's a slow process. They want to respect the arts.
Yeah, it's Tav and Terry Silverback is great because it really brings another element to the show.
Speaking of which, I saw an article by with Marty Cove, the dude who plays Martin Cove, I guess. He goes by Marty. Yeah. Guy who plays John Kreese, the sensei.
Which I never understood. They call him John Kreese, but then the bad guy in his class is also named John.
It's and then Johnny there's
and John. Why would you just change their names?
Yeah, I know. So he's the original Cobra Kai sensei. So here's what he had to say about John Kreese, the character. A lot of John Kreese has fallen into my personality that, unfortunately, some of it has caused problems for me. Because he sits inside Marty Cove until we're relieved from the series, and then he kind of drops away. But this year, we've done two seasons, so John Kreese has been in there for 6 months of my life in 2021, and he's a tough guy. It falls into other things you're doing in your life, and you've got to be careful. It's innate. It's not something you can control, you know? So this guy just, John Kreese just appears in his personality, and he just gets into that mode, and he says it turns other people off.
I could see that, dude. John Kreese doesn't take any shit. I heard he was like yelling at kids. He was doing the, back in my day. I mean, he's like 70-some years old.
He said he's not a method actor. He wants, but he says he does.
Clearly, he doesn't know martial arts at all.
He says, but he does take his work home. He says, let me tell you, in a relationship, it's really tough. I've had several different tumultuous relationships, same relationship, but very tumultuous. Honestly, I think a lot of it has to do with the values of John Kreese, and you think you will overcome them because you're Martin Cove. You're not John Kreese. You're not the character, but they're still in there very subtly. They're still in there. They're a driving force because he's a winner, and you're an actor. You want to be a winner. So this Jesus. Guy, it sounds like, I know he has kids, but I don't know if it's with them or with women, but he's just like, defeat does not exist in this relationship, and he's like, I'm sorry. That's not me.
Dude, he's like... He's legitimately, Cobra Kai has like infected him. It's a virus.
I wonder, because it was dormant for so long, he went away from it. Now he's back, and he's like, oh no, the old demons are coming back.
Dude, it's funny because now he's so old, he fights Terry, like they do like a quick Terry Silver kind of sparring deal, and you can see, because Terry Silver, I think he's a black belt in Taekwondo and... karate, some other shit, and he can legitimately move. But Martin Covey is like a 70-year-old man. I don't think he ever studied martial arts.
But he loves that. He loves his value system.
It's the mentality.
This guy's like driving. He's like breaking people's windows. He's like, oh shit, that's not me.
Can you imagine him getting Marty? Out of a car and he's like, "Yo, what are you?" He's a character. He'd be like, "Dude, I'll beat the shit out of you."
You're like, "Hey, old man." If he sees like an old Asian man, he must be like, "Look, Miyagi, I'm sorry, you're not Miyagi. Oh my God, what am I doing?"
There's great clips of Terry Silver talking. He's like talking about John Kreese fighting Miyagi and all this shit. It's great. There's so, dude. By the way, go ahead.
A lot of their old clips are openly racist towards Miyagi. A lot of racism from John Kreese.
Yeah, and, he gets back in the day. It gets a little buck. Here's the thing. I do feel bad for John Kreese because they get more into the Vietnam stuff. It's like, here's a guy who just has untreated PTSD and everyone's just shitting on him like he's a bad guy. The truth is, this guy fucking saw some shit when he was like 18 years old.
John Kreese was a hero, you piece of shit. You treat him as a hero.
He was. He's a mentally ill hero right now. You guys are fucking just think he's some piece of shit sadistic sensei. He's not. He's more than that.
Oh, I went to school with John Kreese. Good guy.
Cool. Hey, I was a year ahead of him, so I didn't know him too well.
Oh, when he started playing that role, he got a little crazy.
Dude, watching Johnny looks like he's actually been doing martial arts, you know, during this time in the off season when they're not shooting. But Daniel, I cannot get enough of Daniel LaRusso doing karate. It is one of the worst things I've ever seen. Is unbelievable. I love it.
I think I read something that Johnny took to the karate faster in the original movie. I think he was like a high school wrestler. He was an athlete.
Okay.
With Daniel, they said it was a little harder because he looks very choreographed in his movements, where Johnny's a little more natural in how he moves.
It's funny when they show the old clips of LaRusso and Johnny when they were like teenagers fighting. And it just shows you, like, just as a teenager, how athletic you can be. And then they show up now, and it's just like you have two guys that are in their late 50s. And it's like, no matter how athletic you are, you just don't move well.
They should have GSP come on as himself, kind of help some of these kids.
Oh, he should be like a nerdy science teacher who's like anti-violence.
And he's just trying to get them into CrossFit or something because he's jacked.
Yeah. Dude, that would be great. I mean, I have a feeling they're calling they are mining it so deep. They have to get Hillary Swank back for season 5.
What are they going to do after this season when they're going into like new unexplored territory?
You get Will Smith's kid in there. And you get Jackie Chan. That's a good point. The new Miyagi.
That's a good point. They can go to the new franchise if they get desperate.
No, there's so much in there now. The funny thing is now it's like they've created this comedic world where karate is everywhere. You better fucking know karate because you're gonna get attacked when you're walking around the valley.
Is Brett Ernst is he back?
He just came back, I think, on episode 4, either 3 or 4. He just showed up because I was like, where is he? And he just
Daniel's
popped
cousin
in.
Louis LaRusso.
Yeah, he's back. So good.
Is Brody, do they do Brody old clips of Brody? I'm from the valley.
Yes, yes, I was in Karate Cobra Kai. They cut me out.
They bullied me.
Dude, that would have been a thing to ask Brody, how the Karate Kid affected his life as a child. Growing up in the valley, that had a big influence on him.
It was everywhere. I didn't do karate. I went towards baseball.
I did ballet.
Somebody just told me Brody, towards the end, Brody was getting a little outspoken with some of his political views, which were against, I think, most of what Hollywood types have politically.
Yeah.
And so I remember he was telling me, people are unfollowing me. I don't care. And somebody was telling me that he badmouthed two big-name comedians who he used to be friends with, and he said, so-and-so is a fucking creep. He looks like he can't even throw a baseball. That was his big insult.
That's great, though. That's like the best Brody insult of all time. Because the Brody, that was like, I mean, that you were just a piece of shit. This guy can't throw.
I bet he handed him a ball. Let me see. Oh, my God.
Here it is, chest to chest. Let's see if you got what it takes.
You don't get it. Somebody tells you can't throw a baseball and they're trying to take you down a notch, you may need some help.
Or you're a Vietnam vet who now beats up children in Cobra Kai. You got to get some help for that. You don't want to walk around your whole life with these sorts of feelings.
You need better help, ladies and gentlemen. What is better help and what is therapy exactly? Well, it's whatever you want it to be. Make it your own thing.
Yeah, so get the tools to help with motivation, depression, anxiety, battling your temper, John Kreese style right there, stress, dealing with insecurity in relationships or at work, whatever you need. It's time to stop being ashamed of normal human struggles and start feeling better because you deserve to be happy.
BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. Much more affordable than in-person therapy. You can start communicating with your therapist in just under 48 hours.
Yeah, so join millions of people who are seeing what therapy is really about. See if it's for you, because you are your greatest asset. And this is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Danish and O'Neill listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/D-O-101-D-A-N-D-O.
Once again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P as in Peter, .com/D-O-101-D-A-N-D-O.
Yeah, John Kreese definitely, he needs to get some treatment. They saw, like, shit was getting blood. I wish they would delve deeper. They should do a spinoff, just Young Kreese. It's just a straight Vietnam show.
It's like Young Sheldon.
Yeah, except it's in Vietnam. We're fucking people, they have to kill people. Shit's getting blown up.
He's with hookers. He's getting a little crazy. Drinking.
Yeah, she say, tu beau coup.
Doing acid. Speaking of former military, man, I ran into Brian Holtzman last Tuesday at the Comedy Store. You had a spot as well.
Yeah.
I saw him in the parking lot. Beautiful floor-length winter jacket. Very nice. I talked to him in the parking lot. He always has like a... He has Bushman-style friends. He had some guy with him. I could see like an inch of the guy's eyes. He had a mask and a hat pulled like very close together.
And I don't know who these guys are because you never see these guys again.
I go, hey, man, what's up? Because he's just standing there while we're... And he's like, that's my friend. And I was like, oh, hey, man. And then the guy, I don't think he even said anything. The guy just nodded and then just stood there. And Holtzman's like, you guys have a... open invitation to come back on Dead Air whenever you want.
Is he in LA now permanently? He's
back. He says he wants to come on Danish and O'Neill and tell why he left town and talk about it.
Why he left town? Was he wanted for something? Is there a big mystery behind him leaving town?
Well, he told me he left kind of without saying anything to anybody, just kind of took off. And so I guess some people are a little upset about that. In that area.
Who was keeping track of him, though, at the time? Because Holtzman's a guy that just kind of, he comes, like, in and out of your life. Like, he'll show up for a while, then he'll disappear, and you go, what the fuck happened to him?
He said, I'm not going to explain why if I'm leaving. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I don't fuck people, you know. I had a good time there. It ran its course. Now it's over. He said the Indian family he stayed with, he claims, gave him, like, a key to the city. Here's a key. You come back anytime you want. The guy has his own key to their
house. To the house?
That's what he said.
There's no private key. Hey, guys, it's 2 a.m. I'm back.
He said, I mean, what an unbelievable thing. You know, you go on Craigslist, it could be anybody, and I get this family, the amount of love they show me, it was unbelievable.
He was
like emotional talking about it.
What he should do is give the key to somebody. You're going to Austin? Yeah, stay with my friends. Here's the key to their house.
Jesus, like any comic, it becomes like a comic crash pad, just random people.
That is,
they would change their locks. Maybe they change their locks. They're like, here's the key. Don't kill us. And they change their locks once he leaves.
You know how dating apps have like the pictures of couples that were successful? Why doesn't Craigslist do a picture of Holtzman and this family? They're like, look, it's not all creeps and weirdos.
I mean, this man lived with this family, became and multi-ethnic. It's a white man integrated into an Indian family, and it worked.
Yeah. What is Holtzman's nationality?
I don't know what it is. It's an interesting question.
Yeah, I don't. I saw him New Year's Eve, or well, New Year's after it rang in. He rang in the New Year in the main room, and he's playing music off his phone into the mic. It's just total chaos. I mean, it's total chaos. The lights are on, then he just goes right into a bit, and nobody's. It was crazy. Don's standing there taking pictures, like right in his face. It was out of control.
There's any way to ring in a New Year. It's Brian Holtzman playing you audio from his phone into a microphone.
I think he was playing rap music.
What was he playing? What's he into these days?
I can't. It was, you know, it's so hard that, you know, the microphones are so shitty on like old phones. It's like you couldn't even hear really what was going on. Because then they were also pumping music in from the speakers in the Comedy Store.
I'm sure the sound guy was loving Holtzman's audio stuff.
Yeah, it was, and I remember who was it? Somebody was there, like he just keeps going, man. It's nothing derails him.
Oh, I mean, yeah, of course, that's his style. Nothing derails him.
It got, it was interesting to see the old Holtzman.
He's back in town. If you're in the area, go check. Oh, he's going to Vegas with Eleanor Kerrigan. They're doing a Vegas gig together now.
Dude, they might be on the road permanently. Eleanor and Brian and Eleanor.
He told me, because I was like, I heard you're going to Vegas. And he's like, and he started dying laughing. He's like, I told her, anytime you want me, I'll do the easy work. Defeat you. You have to do the long time. He's
like, I don't think you could follow an hour of that, of Holtzman. An hour?
He's like, how great is that? I don't have to do a lot of time. I get out of there, and then she's got to do the hard job. You do it anytime you want.
Dude, we gotta go down. We gotta go down to his place.
Inside, take a tour of the trailer.
Yeah. I mean, I think we gotta take DeWitt with us and go in there and record.
Do maybe an extra feature, Cribs with Holtzman. Have him show us some of his. He has a lot of knickknacks in there and stuff.
Well, he's got the string art.
He has that, but he has a lot of like. It's really crammed with tchotchkes. Like when you look at his videos, a lot of stuff on the walls. He's got a lot of artifacts, a lot of. I think he's a collector of items from where he goes around the world.
Is that why he drove his pickup to fucking Texas? So he's like, I just loaded up on tchotchkes.
I wouldn't be shocked. Would you?
Back, truck full of shit.
I mean, he bought all that fucking country western attire. He'd fit right in with the guy I saw. He has all that, like, all the boots and his bolo ties. I think he bought a lot of clothes there.
Is he anticipating growing? Like, does he think he's going to grow a couple more inches? Because his pants are built for a man who's got about 2 or 3 more inches of growth in him.
I think because he goes to thrift stores, he's a bigger guy. I think if he finds something within like 5 sizes, he's going to take it.
Oh, you can just have him. You should take him to a seamstress.
He's like, I'm a 38 waist. Oh, this is 44? All right. And he had the size 18 shoes. That shit speaks volumes for how he looks at clothes.
He's not a 38 waist.
Well, I was being nice. I don't know his waist size, but I don't think it's 38. But
it depends how high up he wants to wear them.
Oh, he'll go to the nips sometimes. He has some high risers.
If he goes under the nips, he might be a 38. If he wants to go below, it's maybe more.
What was he wearing on New Year's? Do you have any nice attire?
Usual. I mean, floor length duster.
The night I saw, unless it was his friend's car, he had a car I've never seen him drive in my life.
Dude, hey, the guy's a mystery. Every time we've seen him for 20 years. Every time I see him, I learn something new.
Does he have a fucking garage? Where are all these vehicles stored?
It's probably the other guy. I mean, he is a fascinating guy. I literally, every time I run into him, I learn something I didn't know previously.
What was Barris wearing? He usually goes all out. You have a top hat?
He was wearing the tuxedo shirt and, like, you know, he's got that purple sequence jacket and the top hat. Yeah, he had and shorts.
Who has the better closet, Barris versus Holtzman?
They're two different,
very different styles. Very different styles, but also very interesting styles.
Barris is all. He also dresses like a skateboarder from Southern California, skateboarder, and Holtzman dresses like a fucking used car salesman from the 80s.
Did you see Carrie on Twitter posted the wrestler Kane? He said was dressing like Barris. I clicked on it. I thought it was Barris for a second.
I did too. He and Barris and Kane should get together and do something. They could play brothers in some movie. Maybe or his Kane, dad. He could play his dad.
Kane dresses like Barris. Barris wears the full Kane, the makeup, the fake hair.
Dude, it looked a lot like... I was like, is this Barris when he was young?
Yeah, I looked and I was like, I thought Barris. It's fucking... it's Kane.
Yeah, that would be great, actually, to have those two do some sort of, like, he's Kane's father in a movie.
Kane is some form of elected official in Tennessee. I don't know what he is, but he's something Kane? In government. Yeah, he ran and he won.
Recently?
Yeah, like last year, I think.
Is he doing better than Tito Ortiz?
I think so. Tito's done, right?
Yeah, I think they kicked him out. He, like, wouldn't show up. He was just being a fucking idiot.
I think he said people were like saying shit about his kids, and he's like, I'm out. I'm done.
Yeah, great. Why'd you run for the office in the first place, you fucking idiot?
Former high school classmate of Fran Lilac.
Yeah, Danny B.
He fucking, hey, what's up, Tito? You want to go fucking hang out? What do you want to do? You know?
Didn't Tito want to fight him or something? Want to beat him up?
Probably.
Danny B's like, you can fucking beat me up. I know you fucking can't, so fucking do it. Fuck you.
You want to fucking ground and pound me? I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. You know what? Big Earl sent me a clip of what he was watching. I think he thought I hadn't seen it. The what's it called? About Mark Kerr from Pride, that early 2000s.
Oh, the smashing machine?
Yeah, he's like, look at this. I was like, oh, yeah, I saw that when it came out. He's like, really? Yeah, like, oh, my God.
What year did it come out? In like 2000?
Yeah, 2002, I think. He's like, oh, this is crazy. And I was like, yeah, it's a crazy story, man. That guy, it's about him and Mark Coleman, who invented ground and pound, according to a lot of people.
Boss Rutan's in there. Is Boss Rutan in that one?
I think he. I mean, I think it's like all pride fighting in Japan. Earl's like, oh, these headbutts are hard to watch. I was like, yeah, it's a different style of fighting, man.
He told me that he told me that same thing on New Year's Eve. He's like,
I was just watching some. I go, you've never seen it? I go, of all the movies, you
love all this shit. I was like, how is that? Now, that's fucking essential viewing.
Is he quoting it? Has he got on? Has he made himself familiar?
He's like,
I would have thought. I mean, but he was an older man in 2002.
I was 58. I didn't know these kids were doing it.
I saw these young kids.
Him and
he couldn't believe how jacked the guys in Pride. I was like, yeah, it was legalized steroids. He's like, Paul Buentello was a big guy. He looked like a child in there next to some of these guys.
The headhunter, dude. Buentello was the fucking best.
And he's like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
That's the one thing I do miss about the sport is that a guy, well, he was a heavyweight. I mean, I think he also fought at 205, but guys like that don't show up very often anymore. Like a guy who's just a fucking, he had just a fucking crazy right, and then he looked like hell. He looked like he never trained a day in his life, body-wise.
He had a hell of a chin. He could take a shot. A lot of those guys back then could take a hell of a punch.
That was a lot. It was kind of some guy's main move. It's like, you'll get tired from punching me in the face, and then I'll fucking kill you.
It's the Homer Simpson. Did you see Jake Paul said, by the way, he knocked fucking Tyron Woodley out, fucking stone cold Steve Austin. But did you see he said he's already feeling some CTEs. Sometimes I can't finish my thoughts. A doctor told me I should get out now, but I'm going to keep on going. Good
I heard
for
him
you.
Say that. He said that like a year ago.
Keep on trucking, man.
It's like, dude, you have money. Jason Ellis was talking. I think it was one of those guys talking to him where he's like, dude, you have money. What are you doing this
why? For?
He's like, why would you get brain damage for this shit?
And you've already proven, you've already proven you can do it. Like,
well, he's proven against MMA guys. He still hasn't fought a boxer.
No, I know, but it's like, you've done it. Like, what? Yeah. I don't know. It's like, why? He's 25, I think. 24? He's a young guy.
Also, I don't know if that's true. Like, he also...
He makes money, too. He's a great promoter.
Does he smoke weed? Or he also might just be... That shit sometimes goes away. He might just be... I don't know.
He said... He goes, oh, but I can reverse it with the use of psychedelics. And I was like, what? What the fuck is that? You think you can reverse it?
Maybe he does have
CTE,
this fucking guy.
Taking shrooms and shit? What the fuck kind of theory is that?
Well, no, I did see a Real Sports on that where guys with CTE were doing, were tripping and their symptoms were gone. Now, I don't know how long. And I don't know what it is, but I guess when you do the shrooms, the whatever's in there builds new pathways in your brain. So I wouldn't risk it. I wouldn't go, I'm going to fucking get CTE. And then, because there's a lot of guys who have CTE that are probably doing mushrooms that it's not working for. But some guys, it has had great, great results.
Here's your doctor, Dr. Dogfucker. You can reverse this. Well, let's do some shrooms.
Hey, don't worry about it. Get your. I've been hitting myself in the head with a hammer every day for the past 5 years. I'm not worried. I'm going to take psychedelics to get rid of it.
How terrifying would it be to do shrooms with an old fucking UFC fighter who's fucking punchy, who could lose their shit and attack you at any given time?
They had Lister. I think it was Dean Lister. Remember him?
Yeah, Tito Ortiz's jiu-jitsu coach.
They had him on Real Sports, and he was having really bad CTE and shit like that, and they followed back up with him, and he said it's all fucking gone.
But he has to do mushrooms. He has to do mushrooms every day for the rest of his life.
You might. I mean, dude, I also find it hard to believe that he has CTE symptoms at 24, and he's only been boxing a couple of years. Unless every day he's having fucking horrendous sparring sessions.
I wouldn't be shocked if that were the case.
I could be. But he needs, I mean, that fight I read, it was boring as shit until the knockout.
Yeah, I didn't, I'm no interest in seeing any. I just look at the highlight on, and then I'm like, okay, yeah, I got it.
And Woodley won some of those rounds before, I mean, it doesn't matter, he got knocked out. But also, dude, you're fighting a guy who's 40 years old and, you know.
Never known as a puncher.
Yeah. I mean, he did knock out a lot of guys in the UFC, but he was, you know.
Just fight Connor. It's whatever, you know, it's where it's headed, I think. just do it already.
I mean, that's probably why Connor's bulking up. Also, I don't care about that fight either.
No, nor do I.
Connor looks like a swollen pig right now.
No interest.
Like, he's all that weight, I don't know what he's going to do, but yeah,
I want to fuck
me.
I want to fucking
get rid of all those guys.
Who sent me? Someone sent me this. We got to ring in the new year. Happy New Year, by the way, everybody. Yeah. We got to ring in the new year right with this. This is out of England, Daily Mail. We got Claire Goodyear or Goodyear. I don't know.
Claire Huxtable?
60 years old, trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
Previously known as John, I think, Goodyear. She's been convicted of child abuse images in the past. That was when she was a man. I don't know if she went to the woman to be like, it's a clean slate.
Okay.
Abuse
images, like of kids getting beaten and shit?
Well, I don't know if that's their term of child pornography.
Okay.
So now being sent away 20 months for being high on cocaine and having group sex with an Alsatian. Is that a big dog breed?
What the fuck is an Alsatian? I don't even know.
Let me look it up here so we know what we're talking about. I think that's a German Shepherd. I think that's the proper name. Yeah, it is. It's a proper name for a German Shepherd. Maybe that's what they call them in England. They hate the Germans so much they won't even give
them
the credit. They
call them the Bavarian Shepherds.
He was described as she was described as manipulative and deceitful by a probation officer.
First of all, they had potentially child pornography. I don't know what the abuse, I don't know why they would sugarcoat it. And then they're fucking a dog. I mean, something fucking wrong with this person.
The Daily Mail says, this is their words, it says, the pervert was listed under a male name, but with a note added to be addressed in the hearing as Claire, the pervert.
Dude, you lose. I got news for you. You lose. They'll call you whatever they want. You've lost your right to say what you want to be called at this point.
Here's my question, because it says it's not clear whether they're going to serve in a men or women's prison. Is this kind of a last-ditch effort to avoid doing time with dudes?
I mean, I would consider it if I was caught with like child pornography, you know,
because you're, I mean, it's not going well. No. And so I was like, because I think this is a recent, is this like, a, oh shit, I'm going to prison. What can I do?
It is a genius move on their part. I don't know if it's ever.
Maybe it's been attempted. I've never heard of it. And I mean, but it does make sense in this case.
Dude, I would do it. I would 100% do it. These are serious charges. You're going to prison as a dog fucker and as a fucking child abuser. You better do everything you can.
Which one do you lead with? You're like, well, there's good news and there's bad, or there's bad news and there's bad news.
I think you allow to lead with the dog fucking.
And they're like, because
then
oh,
I think
shit.
They just think you're nuts and they leave you alone.
But then they find out the other part and they're like, we want to kill you.
You're like, I was in for dog fucking and I was also in for child pornography. You just fucking let the last one kind of roll out. But dude, the guards let everyone know. Also, those British prisons are fucking rough as fuck. They're like U.S. prisons.
Judge wanted everyone to know his thoughts on group sex with a German Shepherd. He said it was despicable.
What is group, does this mean multiple German Shepherds, or is this a lot of like-minded people having sex with
just,
German Shepherds?
You know, just a party where this sort of thing breaks out.
There's no extradition from of a U.S. citizen to England for to press charges.
Claire's a great woman. I met her in Belgium.
I met her when she was a man, and then quickly she transitioned after being arrested to a woman.
She's going to be on the skeptic tank when she gets out. So Goodyear has twice been convicted of possessing indecent images of children.
Okay,
so she's
a good, fucking pornography.
She's a good person. This is 2006 and 2009. The judge said that she had been astonishing lucky to avoid previous spells behind prison. How do you not go to prison for that?
Dude, sometimes I read this shit. Have you ever read stuff where people have had like 80 convictions and they've only done like 6 months in prison for stuff? I don't know how
like a guy who dealt weed in the 80s who's like somehow doing life in prison. Yeah. Like, wait, what? How's that work?
We were listening to a fucking podcast about the serial killer in Alaska, and this guy had kidnapped and raped a woman. He got like 3 years in prison. They let him out after 6 months. He did it again. The second time they dropped the charges because they're like the judge goes, well, he needs to provide for his family, so we can't put him behind bars, but he should be behind bars. And then he went on and killed like 18 women multiple times. They'd caught him and they're like, he's an upstanding citizen, we shouldn't do any time. So I don't know how a guy goes in for fucking possession of cocaine and gets life in prison, and then a guy who is multiple fucking rape allegations and kidnapping gets 6 months. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
You fall through the cracks. You better hope you do.
The butt cracks. They went through this guy's computer. They got 31 indecent images of a sex act with the dog.
Why do people keep this on a computer?
She said she had fantasized about it for a number of years, and after talking about it with people in, it says a city, was put in touch with others in another city. So like, oh yeah, we're going to get you involved in this.
Dude, would you even know where to go to find, like, who would you talk to? What kind of people are you rolling with where they're like, you know what, I'm glad you told me that, because I know some other people that are super into it. Let me put you in this fucking dark group of individuals that do this.
Well, I'd email Ari and be like, how'd you get into it? I can guide you to the right people. I'll introduce you to some friends.
I mean, I guess you put that vibe out in the world and you just start attracting these fucking lunatics. And then at what point do you feel comfortable enough expressing this fetish that you have to other people?
I don't know. They said the cops also found a little bit of cocaine. Only 20 months in prison for all this.
God damn.
This is an old sex act, by the way. I don't know why it's coming to light now. It's happened in 2018, but she's just getting sentenced now.
Probably because of COVID and shit.
Yeah, it might be.
Dude, what? And so does it say when she did her transitioning?
Let's see here.
Right after she was arrested, she had 3 years to get her shit together.
According to her lawyer, the lawyer said, this is not a case where the offending is getting more and more serious. She will do everything asked of her by the court, and there are tentative signs of improvement in her attitude and her approach. But by the way, this person had child pornography. It's fucking lock them up.
Get rid of them. It's a fucking an improvement in her fucking attitude. Hey, guys, this time my attitude is totally different. I'm not going to fucking do anything crazy.
It said she failed to comply with the terms of the sexual harm prevention order of November of last year when she was 13 days late, I think, to court, blaming being in isolation due to COVID guidelines for not showing up.
How do you miss, I mean, 13 days, it's different if you're like 4 hours late to your court, but you're 13 fucking days.
The judge really hates her. He said, you're a long, long way from changing your life. You deceitfully took part in a cocaine-fueled incident with other persons. Since the terrible offense took place, you kept the images unashamedly on your own for your own sexual gratification.
Yeah.
This in the middle of all this, you failed to comply with the terms of an order, which some might say is a minor breach, but it's not for the first time. Your record is appalling, and it could be said that you were astonishingly lucky not to go to prison previously. A message must go out that if you commit such disgusting behavior, then you must go to prison.
Yeah, I don't understand why that even needs to be stated.
She's going away. I say send her to the men's prison. How long she been a woman? A woman, and then that determines where she goes.
I agree. I think also, evidently, there's a lot of perverted shit that she's into. So she might love. Like, was she a gay man? I mean, is she attracted to women? Because this is, you're putting her then in like a pleasure palace.
Is it a male dog? Is it a female dog?
Yeah, I mean, I would have... Yeah, now we're getting into the gritty details.
They should put her in with in a cage with a bunch of canine cop dogs.
Who are the rest of these people at this fucking dog orgy? I mean, this is unbelievable. Dude, can you imagine walking in on this? I mean, you would want to take a shovel to everyone's fucking head if you saw this
going
down.
What if you were invited to a party... You got the address slightly wrong. You end up at this party, and you're like, this is weird. I don't really know anyone here. And
yeah, you're like, I was supposed to be at fucking Lisa's 8th birthday party, and now I'm at a dog fucking orgy. I mean, I don't know what my reaction would be. I would be so shocked.
I would run out. What if it gets raided, and you're in there? You're like, gee, I got to get the fuck out of here. This is not good.
Yeah, you're trying to back out of the driveway and the cops block you in, and you're like,
you're like, I don't even know these people, man. This is wrong. Or you're like delivering a pizza. You're like, I did not go in. I don't know anyone here. I'm just getting the fuck out of here.
Dude, what a fucked up world where you can find, someone can put you in touch with other people. They're like, oh, you're into that? I've got some friends that you're going to love. They do dog orgies.
Every year we got a party. Oh, man. You're going to love it.
Dude, I think it's every month. And by the way, flash photography.
Dog of the month club.
Flash photography, totally acceptable.
They're like, you got to sign this waiver so we can use your image. You're like, oh, yeah, great. I'd love to be filmed.
Do you think it's like some shitty comedy shows where they're like, pay us $20 and we'll tape your set for you. You give them $20, we'll film your dog fucking. Send it right to you.
It's a website. Professional lighting. Great sound. Unbelievable quality. They have guys giving confessional. I went on there. I was a little skeptical. Great service. My video turned out unbelievable. My family and friends love it.
I think it's safe to say that this person is completely mentally ill, and probably no matter what they do, they will reoffend. Clearly, what's next? What's after this?
They're a disgrace to mankind, womankind, and anywhere they go. They're not. I believe not welcome in society.
If you go to a female prison, I think you really got to. I think you need to get a psychiatrist in there to see, is this a con job or is this the real deal? Because
it's like when someone pleads insanity, they need to suss it out. Like, what? How deep are you in this? Is this real,
dude? It's because this is. I mean, the judge is right. They're just like a conniving, fucking. Psychotic individual
looking for a loophole. By the way,
looking for a poophole.
The picture looks kind of like Buffalo Bill. Very intriguing look. A lot of stubble. Bad, very bad wig, not real hair. It's an interesting look.
The funny thing is this will become like a trans issue when it's not a trans issue. This is a fucking psychotic criminal issue.
Yeah, this isn't like a normal person of like, yeah, I have a job, I'm a normal member of society, and I just want to be a different sex. This is someone who's like, no, I'm going to prison, maybe or may not be using this the wrong way. Also, I've been to children. I mean, there's nothing good involved.
I think if you abuse children or even you participate in any of that, like you've lost any human rights. You should be treated like a fucking animal.
Of course I know Claire. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I knew she was John. I know John.
I never met Claire. Oh, yeah. I got this from Jason Tebow. The great Teeb sent me this. Did you happen to see this? This is from the Jake Paul fight. Nate Diaz was in attendance. Did you see that?
Was this when he fucking... act like he was going to punch a guy. The guy threw his shit in the air.
It is. So Nate Diaz, they interviewed him, and they're like, it was Ariel Helwani, who's an MMA journalist, was interviewing Nate Diaz. He was sitting next to his buddy Jake Shields, longtime 209 enthusiast. And buddy
dog, you
Diaz.
Got fucking two Jakes fight. Like, I got Jake Shields here. It's fucking Jake Paul, man. It's fucking, they have two fucking names that are the same.
He's like, Nate, are you looking forward to the main event? He's like, nah, I'm here for my dog, fucking Chris Avila. It's the guy who they tried to get in the UFC who was not great. He fucking boxed on the card, dog. You got to fucking win. He's like, okay.
He goes, fuck the main card. I hate these guys.
That's what he said. And so then he's like, I saw you talking to Logan Paul. What were you saying? We were just chopping it up. That was his answer.
What a great fucking answer. What a great answer. We're just chopping it up.
Fucking chopping it up, dog. You know fucking what we do.
Talking Whole Foods, fucking veganism. So, by the way, there was a clip of, I think from a UFC event where someone asked him about being a vegan and I think took a shot at it. He's like, the fucking Terminator's a vegan, dog. He tried to check the guy.
Yeah, dog. Fucking Terminator's real. A fucking guy. I don't know if you fucking know that.
Terminator's a vegan is his answer. So on Instagram, somebody posted footage. Nate Diaz walked into the arena, and he's going into the fight. I think he's with a few security guys. He walked by some black dude. I don't know who it was. Do you?
I don't know. Was it that guy? Wasn't he supposed to fight Kevin Lee at some point or before he got released from the UFC? Wasn't there?
Maybe. Was it?
There was some guy that dug like. I couldn't tell if it was that guy. The only thing I could think was there was like some guy he accused of ducking him for years.
Like or a guy who said something about him or something. I don't think he would do this to a random guy, but I don't know. So he walked by a black dude and he was like kind of like jogging, like he was like walking fast or jogging. And as he walked by the guy, he reared back like he was going to punch the guy. And the guy had like a very full, tall beer, and he whipped it up into the air, high in the air, like all over himself. And then the security like held that guy, like whoa, whoa, to that guy. And the guy's like, "What? This guy just faked a punch at me for no reason,
dude."
And he just kept moving.
Great move, by the way. I don't know if you can go outside anymore because now that image is everywhere of this fucking guy. Like, can you imagine if this was you and you're just like, I'm at an event, I don't want to be fucking part of a viral video, and then you're like, oh shit, the guy's gonna hit me.
I was like, what the fuck? Is that like a new two for flinching game where if a guy has a drink and you get him to throw it up in the air, he really threw it up high.
You're going to see this all over the place now. Guys walking up to guys holding full beers, fucking trying to pretend they're going to punch him in the face. there is no identity on who this fucking guy is.
I didn't really like look into it, but I did not figure out who it was or why he did it.
Or maybe like, just some it guy just walked by. He's like, fuck you, Nate Diaz. He's like, fucking.
That was great time. I mean. I don't think wouldn't he be kind of prepared? Well, maybe he wouldn't think he'd punch him in public. I don't know.
Dude, as
a lot of unanswered. Maybe it's a guy he fought in a Whole Foods and he saw him. He's like, fuck you. And he threw the fake punch.
This guy's a cashier at fucking Whole Foods. He always talks fucking shit to me about how big my fucking container is.
This guy fucking lives in Lodi. Fucking, what are you, fucking piece of shit, dog? Maybe they got in a pontoon crash and the guy didn't exchange insurance info.
Oh, that'd be great. Dude, if Nate Diaz couldn't get better. Like, the shit that he brings to the game, like the fucking two for flinching becomes a fucking national meme.
He might do, if you fart in front of him, he may doorknob you or beat the shit out of you.
Dude, that'd be great. Next time I see him, I'm going to rip a fart right there. And he fucking just punched it. He's like, O'Neal, why can't you use your right arm to hold the mic? Oh, Nate Diaz fucking punched me in the arm twice.
Let's see here. I'm on Daily Mail. I just did a quick Google search. It says, who's the guy's identity? It said, the man Nate Diaz embarrassed by making him flinch and spill his beer is furious about it.
He's furious about it. By the way, it's not is what he did is not illegal at all, is it? I don't think so.
No, I mean, he just faked a punch.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So he's just a random dude?
His name is Carisi Archer? Carice?
John Carice?
He says he wants to now fight this guy. Or Nate, this guy wants to fight Nate.
Is he a fighter?
The guy's a bare knuckle fighter. He's released a video calling for Dana to give him a one fight contract to face Diaz.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. What a dude, you threw your beer in the fucking air.
He said, hello world. I've seen all the laughter, everybody laughing. Ha ha. The same thing that makes you laugh will make you cry.
What does that mean?
Nate Diaz is a bona fide female dog. He had the police with him, the security with him, and he's trying to flinch. And me, sucker punch me when I'm not paying attention. Y'all think this man's a gangster? This guy's won 2 of 8 of his professional fights.
By the way, this guy's not doing anything to make a case to fight Nate Diaz. This guy fucking sucks.
This guy said, I think the world's fucked up and confused around here when they think about what is a gangster. I'm a real street dog.
Yeah, I mean, you never made it
watch
to
UFC. You bet you might end up at a dog fuck party. He shared a video of himself training in a cage saying, Nate Diaz, your ass is grass.
This guy said, Nate, this guy isn't a recognized fighter in any organization. He's going to just step up to the UFC and fight fucking Nate Diaz. Come on, what is wrong with you, dude? What is this guy? It's unbelievable. Everyone's looking for a fucking quick payday.
He said, Nate Diaz, you're a punk. I wasn't even paying attention. You catch me off guard. I'm in the gym training now for your weak ass, and if I see you, I'm knocking you the fuck out. He's like, I'm going to catch you with a cup of coffee. You're going to throw it all over yourself.
Yeah. Go eat when you're picking up a fucking party tray of Popeye's chicken. I'll find you.
It said, so Chris Avila, Diaz's teammate, was fighting a guy named Anthony Taylor. Diaz, it said, had a little spat with Bellator star AJ McKee, who was at the event to support the guy fighting Chris Avila. So they think that's why he got into the dust up with that guy.
Okay.
Dude, Jesus Christ. I mean, this guy, every time he goes out, man, you don't know what's going to happen.
Dude, no wonder his brother fucking suffers from anxiety. It's like everywhere you go, you got to be ready to throw down at all times.
It's like being involved with Jackass. You get hit in the ball, you don't know what's going to happen, ever.
Dude, this guy, like 3 altercations almost in the whole goddamn while just walking to his seat.
Is there a reason he picked this guy, or it was just random? It sounds like it might have been random.
I think this guy yelled something at him. You know, he said he wants to fight him now. You know, he was trying to start some shit.
What if it was mistaken identity? He thought it was somebody else. Oh, fuck, dog. I thought you were fucking so and so. Said something about me.
Fucking thought you were fucking Melvin Glard, dog.
Let me buy you a fucking beer and then I'll do it again.
Dude, yeah. Guy. No, fuck. Dude, he had to have said so. I don't think Diaz is going around fucking doing the double pump fake on people.
And then Chael Sonnen was arrested for assault. The charges may have been dropped. I haven't really been following. But
I saw the headline where he fought like a guy in a hotel fucking hallway.
I read the article. Article was like, it said, Chael was handling himself well in the fight. He's a former He's a former fucking high-level professional fighter.
I saw there say witnesses said he handled it. He's a fucking top-notch guy. He fought for the title.
Dude, these guys, even in their fucking, like, 50s, could kick, like, 80%, probably higher, like 90% of the world's ass.
Dude, wait, in their 50s? Dude, these guys could kick 99% of the general population's ass. 99%.
Like right now, Chuck Liddell could beat up like
a 99% high. Of people.
He handled himself well. This guy was a former fucking high-level... I think he was a college wrestler, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, wasn't he? I thought he was like a decorated college wrestler. On top
high
of being...
High-level fighter. Oh, man, he handled some random fucking schmo in a hotel. He was really doing well in there.
Dude, he's fought some of the greatest fighters in the world. He fought Anderson Silva twice in his prime,
not like now. This is back in the day, and he did well against him.
Yeah, I mean, and he's huge.
Well, yeah, I think so. John Jones was talking shit about his arrest. People were like, "Hey, you may not want to talk about that, dude."
Why? What is John Jones doing with that shit, man? Just fucking stay on the sidelines, man.
What's that? It sounded like Dan Hooker, UFC fighter. He took exception to John Jones talking shit, and I don't know the case, but he said, he's like, "Dude, you hit your fucking." Your lady, like to John Jones, and he's like, Chael was defending his wife, so I don't know what that's what he says. I have no idea what happened, but
yeah, I didn't see anything else about it, so I'm assuming that like they got it squared away, and I'm assuming Chael Sonnen was defending himself. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy that goes out there starting fights with random individuals. I mean, he talks about like there's a responsibility there.
They interviewed people who were like, "I know him though. He's not a guy who goes around looking for shit." I don't think he does. To? I don't think he does. He's not pump faking random guys,
dude. There's nothing but loss if you fight a guy. Like, he's gonna sue you. You're gonna fucking get a ton of. There's nothing to it. Besides that, he's not gonna put up a fight like a guy. You could go. He still goes to the gym and spars guys like professional fighters.
And you kill somebody, get fucking involuntary manslaughter.
Yeah, I don't think he's out there looking to fight a guy in the hallway of a fucking. Now the Diaz brothers, that's a whole other level. They're just looking to roll at any time.
If you see the div, you're out there. You got a full beer. You better start drinking it if you see them coming.
Dude, he's walking down, chug it.
And he's like, "What are you doing, dog? I'm not gonna fucking do it." And then he,
dude, put your beer down. If you see, you never know what's going to happen.
I saw him at a Whole Foods. I had a full salad, and he fucking did a fake spin kick at me. I threw the salad up in the air.
Yeah, and then you had fucking radishes in your hair, and everyone was laughing.
They made me pay for it. They weighed it. They picked it up, and they weighed it so they could make me pay. Dude. I fucking got you, dog. Look at you. You fucking covered in salad, dog. Fucking.
His antics are legendary. I mean, this guy's just bringing, like, next level... I mean, that's great. I mean, how hilarious is that? He fucking faked a punch at a guy. He spilled his beer. I mean, it's fucking, it's brilliant.
This guy, let's end with this. This is from Ben. You're a good boy, Ben. Happy New Year. This is, you'll relate to this. David Rutherford was woken up by the sound of his car starting after midnight. He ran out of bed. He found a teenager had taken his keys. He was trying to steal his car.
Oh, boy.
So this guy gets out of bed. I'm looking at a picture. This guy's fucking jacked, covered in tattoos, shaved head. This guy picked the wrong fucking car to steal. Without thinking, this guy David Rutherford sleeps naked. He runs out buck naked into the night. He caught the 15-year-old as he was reversing out of his Gold Coast. This is, I believe, Australia. Driveway, jumped in front of the car. This guy jumps in front of the car naked.
Dude, bold move. What the fuck?
He said, "I didn't have time to put clothes on because I sleep naked." He wrestled the teen out of the car, uses jujitsu skills to ensure he didn't get away. This naked fucking guy.
Dude, what the fuck? Dude, not only that, but you got this guy. I hope he got him in a triangle and just fucking put his face right in his hog.
Jesus. This couldn't have gone worse unless you get like shot or stabbed. This guy, you get assaulted by the naked car owner who's jacked. And a fucking jujitsu guy.
I think I'd rather be shot. You know you're fucked. That dude knew he was so fucked when he fucking sank in. I mean, he sank in a rear naked choke. You can feel his fucking big old hog split your butt cheeks.
No matter what he gets you in, the hog is going to be a factor.
The hog is pressed against you for sure. You know where the hog is.
in any position, any jiu-jitsu position. If he mounts you, the hog's right on your stomach. I mean, anywhere you go.
I would have gone with a go-go plata, and then he would have had to just stare at your hog and balls the whole time.
Do you think the guy, in desperation, the 15-year-old tried to grab the hogger to get out, or he's just like, I got to just stay cool?
Dude, I would have grabbed the hog for sure. I'd be grabbing for hog. I would actually not hog, but balls. I'd be pulling on balls.
There's footage, because there's a security camera outside the building. It shows the teen sitting on the ground outside this guy's home as the older guy's going through his pockets like a cop. This guy's poking you, empty your pockets, you piece of shit.
Dude, this guy's, you know he's got a big old hog. He's just fucking swinging it. I would have slapped him in the face with my hog after he sat down.
The kid can be heard saying in the footage, please let me go. I'll do anything. I promise. He's offering to suck him off.
I swear to God.
I'll do anything. He said when he was going through the kid's pockets, he found a bunch of car keys and licenses this kid was stealing.
Dude, good. I like how the kid's like, please, let me go. I guarantee you, if that guy let him go, the kid would get halfway down the block and be like, fuck you, you fucking pussy. And he'd start running away.
Here's where the story takes a twist. So the fight, you know, it's over. This kid's obviously not, this kid realizes he's out of his element. So this guy's like, he's like, I'm going inside to put some pants on. I think he brought the kid with him.
Oh, he did. Okay. I thought he was going to leave him outside.
He said, he can be heard saying, let me put pants on while I decide. He let the kid go after he gave him a lecture because he said he wanted to go back to sleep. Why didn't you call the cops?
Dude, he let him go?
He said, I ended up letting him go, so I don't know what people will think about that, but I wanted to go back to sleep. I think he learned a lesson. I was tired. What the fuck, man? He's going to steal cars.
Dude, that kid's going back. He's just going to fucking, he's going to do a different, he's going to make some adjustments to his style, I think.
I think he's going to go to jiu-jitsu class, for one. He's like, I need some holes in my game.
Dude, why would you let him go? He had multiple keys in his pocket. He was clearly going to do some more shit.
How tired were you that you couldn't have waited? I mean, how long? I mean, I guess it would take probably a little while because you have to give a statement and all that shit. But, like, you got to, other people, neighbors.
Yeah.
I mean,
if this kid reoffends, this guy's responsible. So that's what I say. And also, why would he release this? Why was this story even released?
This kid may have an axe to grind and may go back wanting to fucking rob the guy. You know, like, I'm going to go back and do it right this time.
Did he release
this? Or go back with a gun.
Did he release this story? Yeah, he probably will come back. He was like, oh, you know where I fucked up? I didn't have a gun. Did he release this story himself? I don't understand. Why would you do that? I mean, I hope the cops get a picture of the kid and fucking track him down.
I don't know if the cops released it because they want the kid's face out there. I don't know. I'm not sure.
But did
sure.
he call the cops?
It doesn't sound like, I don't know. I mean,
how did anyone find out about this? This guy just goes, hey, by the way, here's some fucking footage of me, and then I fucking let him go.
His building manager may have been like, hey, cops, I was going through some footage of some crazy shit you may want to see.
Dude, this little asshole is the reason why our car insurance is so fucking high. I mean, we don't live in Australia, but guys like him.
You got to run out. You got ran out fucking naked into the street, man. That's a bold play.
Very bold.
Like, and he stopped it.
He also stood in front of the car. I would not have stood in front of the car. That kid juices it. You're naked. Those butt cheeks are going to be scraped all over the road.
You know, your balls will be tangled up in the windshield wipers. Take them off.
Oh, God.
Oh, I ran out naked. I started having sex with this thief. Man.
I sit in my house awake naked.
John Little would run out naked. That's the type of man we're dealing with.
But he'd be in like full pajamas. He'd take them off, then run out.
I'm not calling the cops, but I'm going to tie you up. I'm going to keep you here. I'm sentencing you to 6 months.
You got a week of solitary in my house here. I'm going to feed you nothing but pickles and fucking beef jerky. Your system, your fucking asshole is going to be so blown out. You'll never want to reoffend again.
I'm tying you up on the toilet. You're gonna be diarrhea in quite a bit here.
You're gonna be locked in the bathroom, and I take about 7 shits a day, so you're gonna have to smell all that. You're gonna think about what you've done.
You ever heard of candy cane torture? Let me get one sharpened for you. Here we go.
He just candy cane just fucking pokes you with it.
He's carving his name in the guy's fucking back with it.
Oh, man. Do you imagine walking to John Lil's house? You got pickles hanging from the ceiling that are being
the guy
pickled.
Would be like, I'm beef sorry. Jerky. I swear I'll never do it again. That's too late for that. It
smells too like late. Farts and fucking beef jerky everywhere.
I got a woman come over. You shut your fucking mouth. You know what's good for you.
Yeah, plenty of fish.
See the guy tied up. She's like, what are you? Ah, it's a friend of mine. We're fucking around, aren't we?
It's fucking craziness.
Yeah. Well, look out.
Yeah, don't be robbing cars. How about that?
And if you may not want to sleep naked, you got to sleep prepared to run out and do what you got to do.
Yeah, yes. I still don't agree with him standing in front of the car. That's a.
By fucking... the way, I said you'd relate to it because you once sparred a naked Ari Shaffir attacked you.
Yeah.
And you had a quick jujitsu interaction with him while he was butt naked.
I did. It was nerve wracking. You don't want that dick and balls near you.
Was at the old David Taylor catastrophe show.
And then, of course, Ari's like, I wasn't ready. What was his excuse? Some sort of excuse.
I remember he like really did a spread eagle. I was like, oh my God.
That was before he was very comfortable. He wasn't as comfortable as he is now. That was like fucking 15 years ago, at least.
That was early nudist Ari Shaffir. He wasn't, didn't have a lot of nudity under his belt publicly.
He wasn't the man that you see today before you.
He wasn't dog fucking confident, Ari.
I was early nudity. I wasn't comfortable with my skin yet.
I was barely kissing dogs then. I didn't really know who I was.
I was only a few years out from manorexia.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I mean, it was a little different. This guy looks like a fucking former cage fighter. We're already
Ari looks like a former caged fucking chicken.
Did he derobed, right? Like, what happened? Or did he just run out naked? What
he
was
came
the
out naked
there?
For the weigh-in.
Okay.
And man, I don't remember just... how it went. From there,
I think he attacked you, and then he ended up on his back somehow.
I got him in a guillotine, and he was tapping my butt cheeks to stop. He's like, my glasses.
I think they flew off, didn't they? If I recall,
yeah, they flew off. Yeah, I think he did attack me.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
And then, of course, he's like, stop. I was like, you fucking instigated this.
This didn't go the way I planned it. Cut it out.
The guy that had the film of that is dead, so I don't know how we would ever get it.
Somebody found it online, but I don't think that one's online, is it? Because he's naked.
No, I don't think the naked one. The catastrophe, that they found it because the guy who had uploaded it before he died had uploaded bits of it, but he didn't. The naked stuff, I will never find it now, but it would be great to have.
We need to get in touch with his estate.
His estate. We're making an inquiry. We'd like to license the rights to some of his work.
He is naked footage of a jiu-jitsu.
Dude, we had a vehicle stolen in front of our house. We had our old pickup truck was stolen because you could start it without a key. And then at like, I don't know when, but in the morning we woke up and someone had returned it. They stole the change drawer. That was it. The ashtray had pennies in it.
They just needed a quick vehicle use.
I would like to know what that vehicle actually went through, but we never.
Maybe they were moving something. They had to move a futon, moved it, brought it back.
I mean, it could have been. I shouldn't have let it. It was fairly common knowledge that the truck started without a key. I used to brag about it. I was like, I don't even need a key, and I just started up. So people probably took advantage of my honesty.
May have been a buddy doing a prank.
Yeah, we have some speculations on who it could have been. There were some guys I knew who liked to steal cars, joyride them, and then bring them back. So I'm assuming it was them. But I thought we were friends.
If only you had known jiu-jitsu at that time.
Dude, at that time, there was a jiu-jitsu place next to Fetla's, the trading post. But I don't know if those guys were legit or not. It just said jiu-jitsu on the side of his house. It was like painted
they,
on there.
A lot of jiu-jitsu places, they're like, you know, they say like, all right, a guy has a knife. And they give you like the fake knife. They're like, all right, a guy's in a car. They have a guy in a car. They're like, you're naked. Jump in front of it. Get him out. Get him down.
Search his pockets. Let him go.
Bring him in. Get in your pants. And then you say, yeah, fuck it. I'm old. I don't feel like dealing with this. Too much paper.
And then go back to bed.
What a weird night. Guy must have woken up in the morning like, oh, man, that was a crazy night.
I hope he was up for like fucking 40 hours straight, because you got to be pretty tired to let some asshole go that's robbing your car and he had a bunch of car keys in his fucking pocket.
I can barely sleep after doing like a low fucking pressure comedy set because of adrenaline. This guy must have, he just went right back to sleep?
Yeah. He doesn't give a fuck.
I'd fucking guy fucking trying to steal my fucking car, run out there fucking naked.
He would do that for sure.
Yeah, he'd be like, fucking jerk me off. I'll fucking let you go.
Fucking put my balls in your fucking face. Teach you a fucking lesson, piece of shit. You fucking
lick my fucking balls. Lick my fucking nutsack. If you fucking lick from my balls to my fucking ass crack, I'll fucking let you go.
All right, everybody. Hopefully, we'll be back in the same room next week, and we'll see. We'll catch you on the flip side. Stay safe out there, everybody. Watch your cars and watch your health.
Yes, sir. Adios.
All right, bye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Danish. Danish and O'Neill. Your empty hearts, they will steal. Danish and O'Neill.